makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Hey there, Patriots. I have something really fun to tell you about today. I just love it when I get this cool revelation from the Lord. It's just super, super cool. So I had to come on and share this with you because, you know, I'm leaving town soon to go to Mar-a-Lago, and I need to get this video ready for Brideon. So I said, let me just go ahead and do this tonight. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but I grew up in the hometown where Johnny Cash lived. I think I've said that before. And I just, you know, I think this is a prophetic song. I do. I just think, because he was a very, you know, he'd been through so much, but he turned his life over to the Lord as, you know, when he got older. And so really, he was such a huge benefit to our town. He helped on different things. And, you know, he was not shy at all about his Christian faith. And this song, you know, the Ring of Fire really is pointing to this eclipse, you know, to a solar eclipse, it's also called a ring of fire. Okay, so I've got something really cool to tell you about. So welcome, I'm glad you guys are here. I hope you guys have fun. I know this was short notice. I'm sorry, that's just the way it goes. But I wanted you guys to come on if you had time. So either way, if you watch it live or watch it afterward, either way is great with me. For those of you who are new, we look at how this is biblical. Everything that we're witnessing is biblical. This is the great day. We've been literally, you guys, thousands of years, we've been waiting for this day. And I know I talk about that, but for new people, they may not understand that this is a day we've been waiting for. That's why I don't ever worry. That's why I'm not ever afraid, because I know that the Lord is rescuing us from these creeps. It's not even pretend. This is like, seriously, this is the day. And I have so many ways that I can tell you about, and I don't have time to tell you on this video, but if you go to the website, freedomforce.live, you can see how I've decoded the book of Revelation. And you can see how it's clear as crystal in the book of Revelation now. He said he would reveal it at the end, and that's what he's done. I'm so thankful to be able to share all this great information. I've been teaching God's word for a long, long, long time, and he uses nobodies like me and you. He just uses people who maybe we don't have any, you know, they're in the world's eyes, we're nobody, but to him, we're very, very special. Each one of you guys, he chose you for this day. I know I talk about that all the time, but I don't want you to ever forget. The Lord chose you for this very day to fight in this battle. It's just such an honor. And so sometimes it's so fun because I'll be reading something and it'll just be like, oh my goodness, I've never seen that before. You know how it is when the Lord just, like, you know, reveals something to you. And so I said, I've got to tell the battalion about this. Hey, everybody. Hey, Gene. Hey, N.A. Runner. Hey, Newsom. Hey, Blondier. All you guys, I'm so glad that you had a minute to come on. So All right, so first of all, go to the website and you can see all of this. If you're new and you don't know, these are the books that I wrote. I didn't mean to write a book, but now I've written three because it's just so cool. All the things that God has shown us about end times. It's the end times for them. Everybody shout it with me. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. They're leaving. We're not. We're going to have 1,000 years of peace on earth. No doubt about it. This is the main book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. And one of the things I'm going to have posted while I'm gone is the next installment of our chapter study. So that I'll have that ready for you guys. And also just the major clues they told us. They told us what was going to happen. So I'm going to read today actually from Matthew what our Lord Jesus told us about the sign of Jonah. OMG. So cool. And also, this is biblical. All these Bible stories are coming true before our very eyes. So check it out. Please go ahead and like. Go ahead and hit the button. So I have two people who've liked. I need some more likes. And so this can help this to get this truth out because people are flipping out. They have fear-mongered so much about this eclipse. It's not even funny. You know how they love to fear-monger. That's really what MK Ultra is to put you in such fear on a continual basis that you just are mind numbed. You can't even deal with life because you're always under such duress. That's what MK Ultra is. And we're not on that merry-go-round anymore. We're not playing any of that because we know this is the Lord's day when he's going to deliver us from our enemies. So this is what's happening tomorrow. I'm going to move out of the way. I'll try to right here. No, I can't. Okay, I've already shown you guys this. You've already seen this, but for those of you who haven't, the solar eclipse that happened in August of 2017, a month before the sign of the Son of Man, which I've shown you guys that. If you haven't seen it, go please search on my site, Sign of the Son of Man. It's huge. It's huge. It's the kickoff to Armageddon, okay? Is that huge enough for you? And so that was in the regal paw, move over here, regal paw of Leo, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And so Leo, right there, that was the kickoff. It's like his powerful arm. The Lord will save us with his powerful arm. How many times does it say that in the Psalms? And this is the arm of Leo, the lion of the tribe of Judah. The constellations are biblical. They coincide with each constellation coincides with a tribe of Israel. So on this one, and I've shown you this before, this what's happening tomorrow within 24 hours, and I'm going to show you basically a live shot of what is happening right now. This is the sea monster. Let me see if I can make it a little bit smaller. The sea monster Cetus is attached to us, and he's so evil he wants to drag us to the bottom of the sea. And are you already getting what I'm talking about here about Jonah? That's exactly what happened with Jonah, right? I'm going to catch you up if some of you don't know the story of Jonah. But we've been attached to him. He's been bound us to him, trying to drag us to the depths of the sea. And I really do believe that the decode of this eclipse is that it's burning a hole through to separate that cord to set the little fishies free, to set us free from this sea monster. So yeah, like on the Clash of the Titans, but even more, we were already attached to the enemy. He just like was dragging us to the depths and trying to drag us into hell, turn into hell on earth. We already know that. For those of you who need to know the time stamps, the time of the eclipse, tomorrow the first little bit starts at, in Houston time, the Central Standard Time, it starts at 10:42. So early, you know, in the morning before lunch, 10:42. And then the maximum eclipse where it's in the ring of fire, that is at 1:17. 1:17. How about that? That's easy to remember, right? And then it keeps going and it moves across and it will end up being finished at 3:52. Okay, so you need to get your cool little glasses, or you can look at a YouTube video. It shows you how to use a little box or whatever if you want to see it. But basically, it's doing this business here. It's an annular eclipse. It's doing the ring of fire like Johnny Cash was singing about. Now, a total eclipse does this number here. Oh, that's not what I mean to do. It does this number here. No, it does this number here. Okay. All right, y'all love me anyway, right? All right, so here is the total solar eclipse where it completely blocks out the ring of fire. Okay. But what we're having tomorrow is an annular solar eclipse, which you see the ring of fire. And so from where you live, if you're not in the path, it might not completely cover, it may just like be off a little bit, which is fine. The bottom line, it just depends on your trajectory of from where you're standing. So I just find that really so cool that Johnny Cash has a song about, I fell into a ring of fire. And, you know, he's also got songs about, you know, these people, the judgment falling on these people. I really do think if we go back and listen to the Johnny Cash songs, I think they are so prophetic. Not that he necessarily intended it, but the Lord was in the hands of the writer to make these songs. So they are going to fall into a ring of fire. And it's going to burn, burn, burn. This is what's going to happen. So this is what's happening. I just took this screenshot just before. Thank you so much, Florida Nomad. Thank you for praying for us on our trip. It's going to be wonderful. I remember when we were planning this trip, I'm like, should I be going on a trip right here at this solar eclipse? But you know what? Just not going to worry at all. I'm just not going to live in fear. I refuse to live in fear. Not going to do it. Anyway. So here is Cetus, the sea monster, in the heavens. And the Pisces is kind of hard to see. You have to have a really dark night. No, you know, really on a new moon is the best time to see it. So you can really get the best chance to see it. I saw it actually when I was in Colorado and I had a really great view of it because I was where it was really, really dark and, you know, not a lot of moonlight and not a lot of city lights. And so you can see it. It's kind of hard to see if you don't, but this is what it's looking like right now. So the sun, you see, is already there in that spot, in that location, right there on the cord that's holding us to this evil sea monster. Cetus obviously represents Satan, and the fish represents humanity. Basically, as our Lord Jesus told us, he wanted to make us fishers of men. This is, yeah. He didn't say he wants us to go, you know, get lambs. He didn't say he wanted us to go get, donkeys. He wanted us to go get fish of all things. And this just draws us to these fish right here in the constellations. The Lord said he put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens for signs, seasons, days, and years. Genesis 1:14. He put these here and he gives us these clues. I'm going to show you some really cool clues that he told us in Matthew. All right, so here, and then the moon is trucking along, and by tomorrow at 1:17, it's going to be completely right there, the annular solar eclipse right there. Isn't that pretty cool? All right. So then you can see it if you're outside your car and looking at the eclipse in your windshield. Oh, that's a neat idea. Thank you, El Nicodemus 360. That's a great idea. Awesome. Okay. So I want you to see that is where the eclipse is in the heavens. Okay. It's huge. And I didn't think about this until today. Someone was talking about the sign of Jonah, And this has always been such a strange passage. I'm like, I think I'm missing something in this passage that the Lord is trying to tell us. And I think it's maybe now. Okay. So the first thing I want to do super quick is show just this quick little video, a little kid video. Cause you know, I've worked with kids for so long and it's just, they have such great videos, really, really do. So I highly recommend these Saddleback Kid videos. They're so cute. And so check it out. This is just tells quickly the story of what happened with Jonah.
Jonah. This is Jonah. Jonah was a prophet. That means it was his job to tell people what God told him to say.
Yep.
One day, God told Jonah to go to Nineveh because the people of Nineveh were doing bad things. But instead, Jonah ran away.
Where are you, thief?
The reason he ran away, it's not going to say this on the video, but it was that remember how the people were taken into captivity in Assyria, and he hated the people of Assyria. He hated them so bad. He wanted God to bring down judgment. He wanted them to all go to hell. Okay. This is exactly why he did not want to go there. So what did he do? He went to Tarshish, which was the end of the known world. As far as he knew, that was the end of the world. And that was basically Spain. So that's what he jumps in the boat to do that.
And went to the port to board a ship, going the other way. He was hoping to get away from God.
Oh my!
He sailed for a place called Tarshish. While he was at sea, God sent a great and powerful wind over the sea that caused a storm that seemed like it would break the ship apart. Fearing for their lives, the sailors tried everything they could think of to save the ship. Meanwhile, Jonah was sound asleep, so the captain went down and said, "How can you sleep at a time like this? Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will help us."
Doesn't that remind you of Jesus? Remember how when there was a storm and Jesus was asleep in the boat? Isn't that funny? This is an interesting little connection right there too.
Then the crew figured out that Jonah was the reason for the storm.
And they drew straws and figured out it was him, and he confessed that it
was him. "What are you? Why is this happening to us?" Jonah told them who he was and that he worshipped the one true God who made the sea. Then he told the sailors to throw him in the sea so the storm would stop.
"No, why?"
The sailors still tried to escape the storm, but it was no use. So they asked God for forgiveness and threw Jonah into the sea. The storm stopped at once.
Whoa!
The sailors were amazed at God's power, and they vowed to serve him. Now God sent a great fish to swallow Jonah.
Great.
And Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and nights.
Okay. It says he prayed to the Lord from within the fish. I still don't have it ever figured out. It really determined whether he died. I mean, I just can't imagine being in a fish and being able to live. Of course, the Lord can do a miracle. Either way, it doesn't necessarily matter, except that the fact that the fish is going to take him all the way right back where he started from and vomit him up, basically. And it's the Lord Jesus told us this was a sign which he would go into the belly of the earth. Remember, our Lord Jesus went into the tomb, and he was there for 3 days, he says, and three nights, which that's, I'm going to get to that in just a second. But anyway, and that he came out, he resurrected, and so likely that's the same thing that happened with Jonah, okay? So imagine being fish vomit.
Jonah prayed to God from inside the fish, and God ordered the fish to spit Jonah out.
Yuck.
God told Jonah again to go to the city of Nineveh to tell them what God had said about them.
I get it.
This time, Jonah obeyed God and went to Nineveh to deliver God's message. The people of Nineveh stopped doing bad things and turned to God. They were saved because they listened to the message that God had given Jonah.
All right. Interesting little tidbit that they had on the video. They had it kind of dark, and then the sun just then came out. And so there is some thought that there was an eclipse. And so they took seriously what Jonah said. Now, Jonah did not want them to repent. He did not. He wanted that judgment to fall. He says, "I'm going to go tell them they're under judgment, and I don't want them to repent." Can you imagine? He's not that great of a prophet, right? But either way, the Lord had him do this, this job for him. So I just find it very interesting. The hatred in him was intense. And I understand because these people had done a lot of evil, okay? These people were likely worship Baal. And so he wanted them to go straight to hell. He did not want them to turn to the Lord, that's not the way we feel at all. We want these people. We would love it if these people who've done this evil would turn to the Lord. But we on the other, on that same token, we're like, we cannot allow them to continue on this earth because look what they do. So anyway, so they did repent, and he was mad. He was mad. There was a gourd that grew up a little plant, and it kept him from the sunshine, from the heat of the sun. And so he was so mad because the gourd ended up dying. And the Lord's like, you cared about this gourd that was just there for one day, and you're mad because it died. What about these people? These are people. Shouldn't I care about these people and all these, the living creatures in this area? Anyway, I wanted you to see this because, okay, so look back, and I've got to stop real quick because someone said, I'm sorry, I've lost whoever said it. They said, this is a total eclipse. So actually, I need to start the video over because it's not a ring of fire. I thought it was an annular tomorrow, but now I'm seeing it says the total solar eclipse will be visible along a narrow track stretching from Texas to Maine on April 8th, 2024. I thought it was an annular. So it may not be the ring of fire. Oh, well. Sorry, you guys. I'm screwed up. So I guess, should I start over the video? Anyway, all right. So it's either way, it's a sign. And these people might have, when they heard it and then they saw this sign in the heavens, this caused them to repent. And I would love it for anyone to repent. I would love it. As I talked about the other day, though, this is a gift from the Lord for someone to repent. Okay, so I want you to know the story. So now when I read to you from what our Lord Jesus said about it, then you'll, if you're not up to date on the story, then you'll be like, okay, now that makes sense to me. Okay, so this is what I'm going to go actually to Matthew chapter 12. This is so important. The teachers of the religious law and Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, we want you to show us a miraculous sign to prove your authority." Now, he is going to destroy them. He is going to come out against them with both feet. And the point is, why, you know, when you're young, you're like, oh, these are the religious leaders. Why are they so evil? You know, why is he being mean to them? You know, what is the deal with these people? They were not Israelites. They were Edomites. They were fake Jews, as we've talked about in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. It says there are those who say they are Jews, but they are not. And this is the same thing. They had hijacked the temple. They had come in just like we've seen in our day. And little did we know. If you go to most churches, they'll act like these people are true Jews, and they're not. They're fake. They're fake. They're teachers of the religious law and Pharisees, but they were, as our Lord Jesus said, the Lord God could raise up children to Abraham from these stones, because from just all these people here, because all these teachers of the, not every one of them, we know some of them were maybe like good, what was his name, Nicodemus, a few, but not many. The ones in power were not, first of all, the flesh profits nothing. It doesn't even matter what their physical lineage was. The point is, they did not love the Lord. They did not have the same faith as Abraham. They did not have a heart to obey and honor the Lord at all. And you'll see it as we read through this story that you may have not heard lately. But Jesus replied, "Only an evil and adulterous generation would demand a miraculous sign." He's calling them out as evil and adulterous, as in sexual deviance. More than likely, he knew their how evil things that they did, trafficking children. Okay, this is what he's saying. You're asking for this. Only evil people would ask for such a thing. Why? You're like, why is Jesus nailing them? Because they had seen him. He'd been healing the sick, raising, making the blind to see, the lame to walk, the deaf to hear. All these things were happening. They didn't need any more signs. They knew who he was. They knew full well. And really, to be honest, the cabal knows full well that the Lord has chosen Trump to set us free from them. It's just, they do. And they don't need to have anything else. But they refuse, and they're fighting against all of us getting set free, of course, because they don't want judgment to rain down on them. So, but the only sign I will give them is the sign of the prophet Jonah. Well, what is this sign? All these years ago, I'm like, what is the sign of the Son of Man? And finally, I figured out, okay, for those of you and everybody else here who knows, I know you guys won't mind me sharing that this is the sign of the Son of Man. This happened September 23rd, 2017, and it's delineated in Revelation chapter 12, 1 and 2. Exactly happened, you know, just here, just 7 years ago. 7 years ago, and it was the kickoff to the Battle of Armageddon. But what is the sign of the prophet Jonah? Okay, For as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Well, he was not in the belly of the fish for 3 nights, right? He died and it was buried on that Friday night, and then all of Saturday night, and then Sunday morning rose. Wasn't there for 3 nights. Why is he saying 3 days and 3 nights? The one thing that comes to my mind is 33s. How many times do we see in the Bible 33? A third of this and a third of that. And remember, I've been talking about that a lot. The trumpets, it's always a third of this. They're killing a third of this and a third of that. Because the Lord is having the angels tell us who's doing all this mayhem on the earth. Okay? So I just think that's interesting that he's connecting this with Jonah. And the son, he's saying this, this is the sign you're going to get. What is that sign? It's who knows? I think that may be what we're seeing tomorrow. I don't know. I'm just like, what? Okay, and the reason I'm going to show you why I think that. You already may have figured it out because I did post this on social media today. So, you know, he's telling him basically judgment. And this is, look at the next verse. It says in verse 41, the people of Nineveh will stand up. Okay, I messed up. Okay, the people of Nineveh will stand up against this generation on judgment day and condemn it, for they repented of their sins at the preaching of Jonah, right? I just showed you that on the little kid video. Now, someone greater than Jonah is here, but you refused to repent. He's saying, you're not repenting, and the people of Nineveh will rise up in judgment. What's happening right now is that we're all rising up in judgment against them, right? We're rising up in judgment against them because we say, you're the ones who've been doing this. You're the ones who are causing all this mayhem. You're the ones who are causing us to suffer with maladies and have financial distress and all the things that are going on throughout the world. All the wars and the killing and all the mayhem. It's your fault. And we're rising up in judgment saying, you're the one. That's what we do all day long. We're every day posting about, look what they did here. Look what they did here. Trying to convince people, stop listening to the fake news. They're liars straight from Abaddon, from Apollyon, from the pits of hell. They're fake news. They're the enemy of the people, right? So we are rising up in judgment against them. And this is the sign of it, that the whole world, whether this eclipse happened or didn't happen, it didn't happen tomorrow. The bottom line is the whole world is rising up in judgment saying they've got to stop this evil. Right? All right, so yeah, that's a lot of interesting questions, Julie Wales. All right, so I want you to see that. I want you to see that because this is what he's saying is going to happen with the sign of Jonah. But look at this right here. Imagine this. Think with me here. It started to congeal in my mind today as I was reading it. Imagine that Jonah was swallowed by the sea monster. Jonah was swallowed by a sea monster and just like in this constellation, dragged to the depths of the sea. That's what's been happening to humanity. And then what happened to Jonah? Jonah was taken all the way back to Israel and vomited up. He was coughed up by the sea monster, basically raising him from the dead. This is what's happening to humanity. Jonah represents humanity. So when our Lord Jesus is telling them, you are going to have the sign of Jonah, is that all these people, all of my people will be resurrected. Just like I will be resurrected 3 days, three nights, they will be resurrected too. And we will no longer be under your thumb. We will no longer be dragged into the depths of evil and despair like you've done. This is the sign of Jonah. And I'm just saying, is he giving us this sign of Jonah? Uh-oh, I've lost the screen. I've lost the screen. I want to show you the one for tomorrow. Okay, hang on. I'm going to find it. Okay, maybe I won't. Is that happening tomorrow? Okay, is that happening tomorrow. Sorry about that. Okay, so I'm going to try to make this one bigger. This, I thought I had another picture of it. Is this the sign of Jonah that we're finally being separated from the sea monster? Coughed up and not held bound to the sea monster. The sign of Jonah. I'm going to read it to you one more time. The people of Nineveh will, chapter 12 of Matthew, verse 40. For as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Okay, that's not the one. Okay, the only sign I will give them, this is the one. The only sign I will give them is the sign of the prophet Jonah. The only sign I will give them is the sign of the prophet Jonah. Does anybody, okay, tell me on the comments in the chat if you know of any other sign of the prophet Jonah. What is the, I mean, yes, I know that, yes, that the Lord Jesus, I don't mean to deny this. Yes, our Lord Jesus was also in the belly of the earth and rose, just like Jonah was in the belly and rose. But sign is a different, is also a very unique word. Just like I quoted from Genesis 1:14, he says, I will put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens for signs. A sign of the prophet Jonah. So it really doesn't matter if it's annular or if it's solar or total, whatever it is. It's an eclipse that is the seven-year eclipse from the beginning when it was in the paw of Leo till the finally, after 7 years, that finally humanity is awake and we are being separated from the sea monster. I think that's the sign of the prophet Jonah. This is the point, is just like our Lord Jesus rose from the dead, humanity is going to rise from the dead. We were as good as dead. Just like I've told you many times about the Ezekiel, all the dead dry bones, and Revelation says, but God breathed life into them and they stood up. Just like we're alive. We were, y'all, I mean, this close to being shut out, shut down, humanity, right? But humanity will live. The humanity will live. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. And it's not really about the sign of the prophet Jonah. It's all throughout God's word that he will save us in the nick of time. I just thought that was so cool. What do y'all think? Does anybody have any thoughts on that? Thank you, Cooper True. It doesn't matter what kind of eclipse it is. Thank you. Bottom line, they're going to fall into a ring of fire, right? It doesn't really matter what kind it is. But yeah, I just think that this is possibly what he might have been pointing toward when he talked about this destroying this evil and adulterous generation of these religious leaders who were not Jews. They were fake Jews. Which brings up a very interesting point that today, I'm going to play this real quick.
Hello from Fox News in Washington. Good morning, everybody. We begin with a Fox News alert. Israel has announced a major ground troop withdrawal from southern Gaza. This comes 6 months to the day after Hamas's brutal terror attacks in Israel on October the 7th, which was the beginning of the war in Gaza. So in a moment, we will get reaction.
Okay, you don't want to look at that guy. All right, so I'm glad they're leaving southern Gaza, but he's not leaving all of Gaza. They're not leaving all of Gaza. And why is this? Why is this happening? Yes, maybe 6 months, okay. But the UK said they were going to bring them up on that for crimes against humanity. UK of all people. What is that about? They're calling them out saying we're going to bring you up on charges unless you get out. Well, they haven't gotten out. You can get out of southern Gaza, but if you're still in Gaza, what they need to be is they need to be completely removed. They need to restore all that they damaged. They need to help all the people be made well who have been harmed. I mean, and the people who've done this need to be held for crimes against humanity. That's what really needs to happen. But it's not so different. Not really so different from what our Lord Jesus, who our Lord Jesus was talking to. Because if someone is willing to do this, to kill civilians, how does the love of Christ does not dwell in them? There's no doubt. No way. There's no way. So yeah, this is a very interesting thing. I don't know how many people are really, really ready to hear the truth about this, but you know, it says saving Israel for last, because that truth right there is it's a toughie. It's a toughie. So we are rising up in judgment. Every day when y'all do posts, you are rising up in judgment against these people. So this is what our Lord Jesus said, that one day that that's what's going to happen. Just in the nick of time, we started this battle 7 years ago, and here it is, right at almost 7 years. And okay, this is what normally happens when you have the eclipse or a sign, like the sign of the Son of Man. It was a month later when we started to see the posts and everyone started to wake up. So I don't, you know, if anything happens specifically tomorrow, I would expect it's probably the cabal. I don't know. We'll see. But that's generally the way these signs that I have seen happen. You don't see anything until afterward, like future proves past. You're like, oh, I see what would happen at that time. Okay, does that make sense? That's what I truly expect to happen. Okay, let me see what else. Okay, so I want you to see that from Matthew chapter 12, 1 and 2. So if you would go and read this and pray over it and put your comments in the comment section, I would really like to hear your thoughts now that I've kind of put this together and thought, you know, these are my thoughts. So please share yours with us too. All right. I do believe it's, you know, this is a sign of humanity being saved, just like Jonah was saved from the sea monster. Isn't that cool? Who thinks that's cool? I think it's cool. All right, so here's a video of Mar-a-Lago. I want you to see where we're going. And such an amazing place, but I don't have a whole lot of time to play it for you, but I'll play a little clip.
Mar-a-Lago, a veritable palace bathed in sunlight and steeped in history. Its golden details intricately woven into the fabric of its architecture, each facet whispering tales of wealth, power, and intrigue. But what lies beneath the surface of this magnificent estate? What secrets lurk within its walls, waiting to be unearthed by those brave enough to seek them out? It is said that Mar-a-Lago harbors groundbreaking tales tied to a former U.S. president. Stories that have captivated the imagination of all who dare to delve into its history. Yet, amidst the whispers of intrigue and mystery, one question remains. What is the secret behind Mar-a-Lago's enduring allure? Some attribute it to the sheer opulence of its design, with its intricate architecture and lavish adornments drawing visitors from far and wide. Others believe it is the storied past of the castle, steeped in tales of romance, betrayal, and redemption, that lends it an undeniable charm. Whatever the reason, one thing is certain. Mar-a-Lago is more than just a castle. It is a symbol of power and prestige, a beacon of wealth and influence that continues to captivate the hearts and minds of all who encounter it. And as you stand before its golden gates, you can't help but wonder, what secrets lie within, waiting to be discovered by those brave enough to seek them out? Mar-a-Lago, Spanish for sea to lake, is a resort and national historic landmark in Palm Beach, Florida. It is the official residence of Donald Trump, who has owned it since 1985. It was built for the businesswoman and socialite, Marjorie Meriwether Post, between 1924 and 1927.
Post is in Post cereal.
Originally conceived as a testament to the opulence of the roaring 1920s, Mar-a-Lago emerged as the crowning jewel in the estate of cereal heiress, Marjorie Meriwether Post. With its sprawling grounds and majestic architecture, it was a symbol of wealth and privilege. A haven where the elite gathered to indulge in the pleasures of the era. As you step through its hallowed halls, you are transported into a world where luxury knows no bounds, where every corner holds the promise of discovery and delight. Welcoming surprising VIP guests, including the enigmatic figure of Donald Trump, Mar-a-Lago stands as a testament to the allure of wealth and prestige. With 126 rooms sprawling across its sun-kissed expanse, the castle exudes an air of grandeur that is unmatched by any other. At the time of her death in 1973, Post bequeathed the property to the National Park Service, hoping it could be used for state visits or as a winter White House. But because the costs of maintaining the property exceeded the funds provided by Post, and because it was difficult to secure the facility, the property was returned to the Post Foundation by an act of Congress in 1981. The fate of Mar-a-Lago took a dramatic turn when Donald Trump, driven by his unyielding ambition and astute business acumen, saw an opportunity to acquire the property in the 1980s. What was once a $28 million dream for many became a reality for Trump, who negotiated a deal to secure the estate for a fraction of its initial valuation, paying approximately $5 million. He didn't stop there, adding an extra $3 million for the acquisition of its exquisite antiques and furniture, transforming the property into his own vision of luxury and grandeur. Since then, Mar-a-Lago has risen to prominence as a symbol of extravagance, with its value soaring to an astonishing $350 million.
Not 18 million.
Testament to the shrewd investment and foresight of its new owner. Crafted under the guidance of architect Addison Misner, the castle epitomizes a harmonious fusion of Mediterranean design and unique elements. Each detail, from its ornate facade to its meticulously manicured gardens, has been curated to evoke a sense of timeless splendor and sophistication. As you wander through the halls of Mar-a-Lago, you can't help but be transported back in time to an era of opulence and refinement. It is a testament to the enduring allure of wealth and power.
Okay, so I'm not going to know how to act. I will not know how to act. Pray I can be on my best behavior. But most importantly, when we get to see Trump, and we'll have to see, hopefully I'll get to shake his hand. I don't know. And for those of you who, I remember the other day, I said, if you want to write a note to President Trump, to go ahead and post it in the comments. So I went it through in Truth Social and Gatter and on the Telegram, and I pulled out, it's in here, I pulled out, got some dirt on it. All right, I made this little book. And so here's in the inside cover, I've got a little thing that says, thanks. I found that. I thought that was cute. And then I got all these gold sheets right here. Can you see? I don't know how to hold this. Somehow hold this right here. There we go. I've got all your messages right there. All your messages are in here. And beautiful. It's kind of a shiny, shimmery gold. I thought that was appropriate. So trying to up my game on that. So I hope you guys enjoy that. And hope, you know, I'll give it to someone that hopefully they'll get it to him. And it's just a token of our love and appreciation for all that he has done. And I did mention in there on my little message to him is that, you know, the bigger thing is that we are with him every day in the fight. And that's the bigger thing that we are doing is more than this little binder. It's that we are in the fight alongside him. So, all right. I think that's everything. I just wanted to come on, and I'm going to be posting this one on the Bridian, so I've got to keep it within like a 45-minute thing. But let's go ahead and pray, and then we will jet out. Let's go ahead and pray. Thank you again, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful truth that you always just give us these nuggets of gold that we never even realized. The best gold in the world is just for you to speak to us and to connect all these dots for us and help us to have this confidence and this joy and this peace, knowing that you love us and that you are setting all of us free. You're setting us all free from these creeps. We are so thankful for what you are doing and what this great promise we've been waiting for, humanity's been waiting for thousands of years. What an honor to be a part of what you're doing. Again, bless us so we can bless this world and just give us the courage, no matter what happens, no matter what crazy thing they pull, we just know that we'll put our trust in you and in your timing, because you're going to set us free from these people. And just help us to share your truth everywhere we can. And we just pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys. Love you. Don't forget to please go and support MyPillow. He's got this special going on right now. It's $25. So many specials. The bed sheets, the dish towels. He's got slides right now, sandals for $9.50. there was some kind of order that something got wrong, so we can take advantage of that. $9.50 for these cute slippers, sandals. Also, he's got these pillows. He's got more slides and slippers there that are different colors. He's got the BOGO on the pillows, and he's also got my favorite is the topper. If you haven't tried that, you've got to try it, and you can get it for free shipping. So I would definitely encourage you to do that. All right, I think that's everything. What else, everybody? Go mypillow.com/Melly. All right, I think that's it. I think that's everything. I will be talking to you from there. I will be sending y'all pictures. I'll still be on social media. Y'all know I can't stop doing that. And I will hopefully be able to do videos from there. If not, I'll save them to my phone and I will post them later. So either way, you're going with me. You guys are all going along with me. All right. And so, yeah, I'll probably text you more like during the eclipse tomorrow. All right. All right. Let's play a little bit more of our Ring of Fire. Whether it's a Ring of Fire or not, we think it's a sign of Jonah.
Fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.